Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking about the University of Miami and everything that's going on around the University of Miami, recruiting, playing, and everything that's going on, and nobody follows it closer than Andrew Ivins from 24/7 Sports. He's kind enough to join us. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you didn't hear me earlier, but I was kind of like answering back everything that's gone on for the last couple of weeks, and from Manny being fired to players leaving, and it's a mess, but nothing that can't be corrected.
Hope. it seems like there's a black cloud over that campus in Coral Gables right now, but look, man, there's still a lot of football to play, and I don't anticipate or foresee Miami making a change anytime soon at that head position, so just gotta kind of buckle up and go from there.
Well, you know, here's a good thing, too, because, what was asked, especially during this year, to go out and recruit, you have to go out and recruit with that 2021 class in mind. And to do that, those kids had to start playing. They are now, at the beginning. And I contend, no matter if Leonard Taylor was ready or not, he would have started for Alabama, Michigan State, everybody. He would have started every single game of every game on any team that Miami played, Michigan State, doesn't matter. Because of what's happening at Miami, you need to get a lot of these young kids in, because now as you're going out and recruiting 22 and 23 kids, if they see the James Williams and the Leonard Taylors and these guys sitting the bench, they're thinking, wow, it's going to be a long time before I ever get in there. But things have changed. Now you're seeing Breshard Smith. Now you're seeing the quarterbacks. You're seeing all these freshmen that are starting to play and giving these recruits who are thinking about coming to Miami more of a reason to come here, because they know that when they come here, they'll be in the rotation.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's big that those guys played against Virginia, and I think we're going to continue to see them. But I think you do got to point out that Miami is a little beat up. I think by my count, they only had 55 available scholarship players against the Cavaliers. But no, look, Miami, they have to play the young guys. All right, there's a reason why Leonard Taylor was a five-star. There's a reason why James Williams was a five-star. And at other schools around the country, even the Alabamas, they play the best of the best that their position in that position group. So I think it's smart that Miami played them. A little surprised it took this long, but both those guys, I thought, they made some mistakes here and there, but they still impacted the game. And, I looked up in the recruiting section. There's guys like Wesley Bissain, the linebacker out of Miami Central. He was there. Jaleel Skinner, the tight end from IMG Academy, who's going to announce the decision at the end of the week. He was there. Nigel Lee Kelly, the defensive lineman from Dillard. Shamar Stewart, the defensive lineman from Monsignor Pace. So all those guys are in the stands, and I think they saw Leonard Taylor out there making plays. They saw James Williams playing. And I think Miami can now go try to sell that to him. I think if that field goal, is a couple more inches to the right, Manny would have a lot to work with. Look, we won an ACC conference game with our second or third string quarterback. We battled back and, they came up short. But we'll see. I just really, you could see the emotional frustration from Manny, I think, and how taxing it was that game, and it is what it is.
Yeah, no, it is what it is, and like you say, it's not going to get any easier, because every game coming up with North Carolina, everybody's going to be a tough opponent. There's no more easy. Central Connecticut State's gone. Now every game is going to be a war, and Miami has to come to play. But you've got to be pleased, as you said, to see some of those younger kids get in the mix, plus the quarterbacks. I mean, Tyler Van Dyke now has played two full games, and which is great. You know, one was obviously Central Connecticut State, but I thought he made a pretty good account of himself. I mean, you're looking at this guy's in there with live bullets against the number ones of Virginia. It wasn't like they were going to put a red vest on him. I mean, this kid was in there. I thought he performed admirably the last couple of weeks. I mean, obviously, you know, he gives them a different dimension. He's got a big arm. You know, he is right. Athletic. Same thing with Jake Garcia. You know, they're like somebody put the other day, watching Jake Garcia and watching Tyler Van Dyke is Miami football of the past. The 6'3.5", 6'4" quarterbacks who, you know, are not run oriented, but they're going to spread the offense out. Talk about that.
Well, I do think, you know, Tyler brings not a completely different element, but he gives Miami something that they've kind of been missing. And that's a deep threat, you know, a guy that can push the ball down the field. And you mentioned him and Jake being bigger guys, and you know, yeah, that allows him to stand in the pocket, take a hit, and deliver the ball. And I think we saw that in the second half when Miami hit some big shots. And Rhett Lashley, you know, De'Aaron King, he kind of models. He said a while back that he's going to model his offense to whoever is under center. I think we saw a little bit of that. It's encouraging that Tyler was able to, you know, connect with some of those receivers. I think we really haven't seen that. I thought it was encouraging to see the young receivers. You touched on it, Breshard Smith out there, Romello Brinson, and yes, Jacoby George. I mean, it's surprising to me that these guys are getting snaps, and I think some of it has to do with injury. But hey, you know, they preach about competition on the practice field, and if these guys are the best, then you got to play them. I've always thought that Romello Brinson has kind of that wide receiver one ceiling, a guy that can make the play when you need it, and I'm eager to see more of him. But you know, we'll see. I mean, I think most people forget that Tyler Van Dyke was originally a Dan Enos quarterback recruit.
Yes,
and then out there,
yes,
you know, yes, Rhett Lashley was able to create an offense. And you know, when Tyler, I was out on the sidelines for the game, when Tyler scored on that touchdown run, I think the most excited person on that sideline was Rhett Lashley. Yeah, he was going crazy. So
awesome.
We'll see.
Awesome.
But yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I said that's awesome. And now, are we expecting any commitments soon anymore for 22?
Well, I think Miami's in an interesting spot right here. You know, I really like the defensive back group. They have committed Chris Graves out of Bishop Burrow over there in Fort Myers, Traquan Fagans, the kid out of Alabama. I think those two guys are really good. You could say the same about the safety, Marquise Williams from Orlando Evans. So I really like what they've done there. Interested to see what they do on the offensive line. And then, you know, they're hoping that Jaleel Skinner, the big 6'5", 210-pound tight end, he's going to announce Friday. Miami's, you know, got him on out to Hard Rock last week with his dad.
Yeah.
Alabama's also in there. Texas is also in there. I mean, I'm not going to bet against Nick Saban here, but we'll see if Miami can maybe pull off the upset. And if they don't, it'll be interesting to see where they turn at tight end, because I think, you know, we just talked about that offense. I think one thing Miami's really missing right now is a guy that can, you know, serve as a check down and extend the field. I think if they had a Brevin Jordan type against Virginia, maybe that opens some things up. And
yeah,
I'm a big Will Mallory fan, but he just seems to be in a
bit of a funk. He's got to catch
the
ball,
Right. But it looks like they're missing that element. So we'll see what happens with Jaleel and where things go from there.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much. Everybody, give everybody a chance to follow you. How are they going to do it?
You can follow me on social, Andrew_Ivins. Hopefully, you know, Twitter's still working. Oh, Twitter's been working all day, I guess.
No, Twitter's working. Yeah, we're back.
And then
back.
All right. All my work at 247sports.com. I appreciate it, Blue.
Good stuff. Andrew Ivins, thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.